Ursula Muller briefed Security Council members via video link from OCHA's regional headquarters in Jordan, having recently been in Syria to assess the humanitarian crisis afflicting the country in its seventh year of brutal civil war. A US-backed coalition of Kurdish and Arab fighters have retaken many parts of the Daesh terrorist group's self-declared capital, according to news reports. Although more than 200,000 civilians have managed to flee the fighting, said Ms. Muller, conditions are dire for those trapped within its walls.
An estimated 20,000 to 50,000 people remain inside Raqqa city, which is now encircled, and their situation is perilous. There is no way for them to get out. Civilian movement out of the city remains extremely difficult due to the presence of mines and other unexploded ordnance, as well as shelling, sniper activities and airstrikes.
As in the Mosul offensive next door in Iraq, she said ISIL fighters had been using civilian captives as human shields. Daily life for those Syrians in besieged or remote areas also continues to be dangerous and desperate, she said, with a lack of access and cooperation by the Syrian government and armed groups, hindering the UN's efforts to provide life-saving aid.
There have been no convoys to besieged areas in July, although airdrops to Deir ez-Zor have continued. In terms of convoys to hard-to-reach areas, we are down to one convoy a week in July.
The senior OCHA official highlighted the worsening plight of more than 50,000 displaced civilians who've been sheltering for months on the border with Jordan. A recent explosive device set off in their makeshift camp had reportedly killed and injured eight children, and the Syrian army had surrounded them, making it essential that the UN continued regular and uninterrupted aid. She said the Syrian people were looking to the Security Council to focus all parties' attention on their obligations under international law and put an end to the conflict.
The conflict in Syria may be complex, but ensuring people are protected and supported is our imperative as humanitarians and as human beings. None of us should stand silent with civilians suffer, while civilians suffer, and while fear tactics and the denial of food, water, medical supplies and other forms of aid are used as methods of war.
Matt Wells, United Nations.